The Free Staters are coming. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. While I was in New Hampshire this week, I made a startling discovery. I found out what had happened to the supporters of Libertarian candidate Rand Paul. You could find them demonstrating outside the events of candidates still in the race, trying to plant the seeds of smaller government. And they told me that some of them are even taking the next step to set up a libertarian community that lives out the philosophy.
They triggered the move. They triggered the move.
They did.
They triggered the move.
So it's on.
It is on.
Libertarian Ryan Miner told me that the call has gone out for libertarians nationwide to officially start colonizing the state of New Hampshire.
These are libertarians and people who support the liberty movement, forget party-wise, Democrats and Republicans, and they're coming to New Hampshire, which is a state that really is much more free than many other states.
Demonstrating next to Ryan was Leah Walsko, who said about 2,000 Free Staters have already arrived, and they're already busy changing laws.
In Croydon, they voted to have school vouchers, in a way. They don't call it that,
okay,
but the
so
town
school
money
choice would be another thing.
School choice.
Would you have red light cameras?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
New Hampshire is the last state in the union that won't allow license plate scanners. And you can thank
You don't have
free
license plate
state.
Scanners
That's
either.
That's correct.
Wow.
Right? That's how your life would change in New Hampshire due to the Free State Project.
In New Hampshire, the revolution could arrive before anyone sees it coming, no matter who wins the election. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.